Are y'all ready? All right, we're going to bring the Liberty County School Board Public Budget Hearing and Special Meeting. Call to order, if we could. We're going to get Mr. Boo Moore to say the pledge and Kyle Peggy to say the prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks God for this evening to come out and take care of school business. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve our public and, Lord, in doing that, serving you. Father, we pray for great wisdom and discernment in making each and every decision. Father, we pray, Lord, that you bless all the moving parts to come together. Father, we pray, Lord, for wisdom for all our leadership that are in higher places. We pray for our president. Pray for our governor. Lord, we pray for all of our local leaders. Pray, God, that they would be led with you in all their decision-making, Father. Give us wisdom, Lord. It's hard making decisions right now, Father. It's hard to be in leadership. God, we need your help. So we ask you to help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. This is the first for me now, so.
I'm not here for you.
Y'all have to bear with me a little bit. We're going to open the hearing on the tentative budget. And I'm assuming we're going to give the public about 5 minutes to speak on it.
Did we have anybody that wanted to speak on it?
I don't think so.
Did I ask Tina if she has anybody email or anything?
Tina, did anybody email you?
No one has emailed me, and I double checked just a minute ago.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on.
I'm not sure if we have to officially end the hearing or not. Tina, do you recall? Do we have to by vote end the hearing, or can we go forward?
My knowledge, we can move forward.
Good deal.
I mean, there were no comments, and we move on to the next item under the public budget hearing, which would be a brief setting to and
a different
farm,
gotcha.
Local effort.
That's what I...
You're right.
Okay, moving on. I need a motion to approve setting the tentative required local effort millage rate.
Motion.
Mr. Petty and Mr. Hayes. All in favor?
Can you mention exactly what the rate is?
Okay. Recommended action. I didn't read that part, did I? Approve setting the tentative required local effort millage rate at 3.7050. And we do have a motion, and we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right. Approve the discretionary operating millage rate, which is this tentative discretionary operating millage rate at 0.748.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris.
Second.
Ms. Thorpe. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right, section E. Approve setting the tentative discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.5.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hayes. Second, Mr. Petty. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving to F. Approve resolution 20-01.
Motion.
Which includes all millage rates. Petty, motion. Hayes, second. Any discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. G, adopt the tentative budget for 2020-2021.
Motion.
Second. Motion Morris, second. Petty? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, approve resolution 20-02, which is the tentative budget.
Second.
Hayes with a motion, Petty with a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, section I. Approve setting the final budget hearing for Thursday, September the 10th at 5:15 p.m.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, and this is public comments. We didn't have any public comments that I'm not aware of. All right, moving on, superintendent's report.
Real quick, James, just for the sake of knowing the numbers, we're sitting at 339 in Liberty County today. That's 9% increase since last week, 3 new yesterday. And the reason I say that, there's a formula, Aaron knows more about it than I do, that you've got to be at a certain level for these different plans to kick in. Aaron, you recall what that was, the percentage of positive cases?
It's a positivity rate is what they're calling it.
And we're sitting right now at about
11%, I believe, is what the numbers were the last time we checked.
And you know, the governor will use that, I think, as far as the level of opening that he's going to allow, which may affect everything from athletic events to hotel economy. But we still don't see the decline. We're looking for it. There's going to be a little change. We're going to come to y'all for your approval to our calendar. Ms. Gay, if you would speak to that real quickly.
Yeah. We did a little more investigating on the executive order, and we talked to Jacob and Lydia early last week, Laura and I, and got some clarification. You do have to do the appropriate number of hours and minutes that is required. However, when we, on Friday, we worked on what we've got to submit a template to DOD that shows, is basically our plan, what we gave y'all, but we had to put it in another template. And so within that, there was a place to provide those minutes and hours. And we did that calculation and inserted it in the template, and we can actually go 175 days and still meet our hourly requirement. So that would be the proposal that we would want to bring to y'all, is to shave. We were actually, when we went with our lowest group of kids, the smallest number of minutes, we're over by 7.4 days. But we're proposing to only shave five days off that calendar and retain that 2.4 days in case we really do have a hurricane, because that's what we typically use. Those extra minutes are how we have not had the hardwood made up any time in the past. So that would be our proposal.
How does that affect the teachers' work schedule?
It makes them work 5 days less.
So what we'll do, we'll put it together and then we'll present it at the next board meeting. Go over, discuss a little bit more about it, the impacts it will have, and adjust it. That way, really, we're just working 1 week longer, I think, in June next year.
Would we take in there some in-service days in the course of the year and put them at the beginning?
Yeah, and we're still doing that.
Right. So they'll still come in an extra week to begin with. And then they'll get, pretty much when the kids get out, they're done.
That's about right. Yeah.
So shaving off 5 days for everyone, 5 days for students,
good.
5 days for kids. Now, to be truthful with you, I hadn't thought of it from the teacher perspective and what anything that means. I suppose that would be more in y'all's area than mine. I'm not sure. But from the student hours, we're meeting the required instructional hours within that 175.
So not to go too far into June. And lastly, of course, there's ongoing things every day out here getting ready for school to start. Ms. Laura and Ms. Gay met with a group of teachers today and talked about, I think y'all were homing on High Liberty, I believe. And that, you know, we all love the concept, but when you get in the weeds, there's a whole lot going on. And of course, these ladies know 10 times more than I would ever dream of. But we're seeing our numbers going up as far as folks interested in doing that. Y'all want to say anything about your training?
Right behind you here, this was as of this morning. We had 459 responses to our survey this morning. And we've got it broken down by grade level. And y'all can look at it when you get up. But it's roughly 20, I think.
125 that have chosen iLiberty at this point.
So a third of 22%, really
22%.
K-12? Yes. And so it's broken down, not as many at the high school level there, but you can walk up here and look at it. For first grade, it's 13. Second grade, it's, I'm trying to, 13. Third grade, 13. Fourth grade, 13. Fifth grade, 18, I about got it now. Sixth grade, 11. Seventh grade, 13. And eighth grade, 11. So that's where we're at. But there's so much contingent upon those numbers that we will meet again next Tuesday with this same group of teachers. And by then, we'll have our final numbers. We'll continue to send out some updates to parents this week, like tomorrow. The scheduled message is to do a compare and contrast between Liberty Virtual and iLiberty so that they can begin to conceptualize this. It's very hard to wrap your head around it all. We've got a lot of parents that are asking a lot of good questions, you know, but they really need to think deeply about this choice because it's not something to take lightly. And so we're trying to put communication out that will help them to begin to think about that and make the choice that's going to fit their family the best. It's an evolving thing. We're learning as we go as well.
That's all I got, Jack.
All right. Moving on. Add an emergency item. We need, we got two emergency items. Emergency item 8 and emergency item, well, I guess I got to do it in 12-8. And 12B.
Motion to add emergency items.
Petty. Motion. A second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion to approve the agenda for July the 27th, 2020.
Motion.
Hayes, Moore, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion to approve the July 17th, 2020 board workshop minutes.
Motion.
Motion, Morris.
Second.
Second, Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, I need a motion to approve July the 17th, 2020 special board meeting minutes.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Morris. Second, Petty. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to old business. Motion to remove the, from the table, approved change order number 11, the roofing portion, from the table.
Motion.
Second.
Let's see, Hayes. Petty, second. Any discussion?
We'll take it off the table, then we'll move on.
All right. It's off the table. All in favor of taking it off the table?
Aye.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I got to take action.
I make a motion to, at this time, not address ROTC roof at this time.
I recommend it not funding.
We got a motion, though. We got to take the motion off. I didn't make the motion. I can't remember who made the motion. Do you know? Somebody could rescind them. To put it on there for last.
Oh, I can't remember about that.
Somebody made a motion when we did it today at a previous meeting.
You made the motion to table it.
I made a motion to table it, but there was an original motion. Yeah, we never did have a main motion on the floor. We just motioned to table it.
That's all we did.
The roofing portion.
The roofing portion.
That's right.
I don't see why you could do what you just said, Tom.
Well, the motion, what the request is, superintendent can take it off, and we don't have to do anything.
Okay.
You can actually take that off for consideration, and then we don't take any action.
Just the roofing part of it.
I'm good to go with that.
Because the motion would be to approve the change order. Okay. And if you don't want us to do that, just take it off.
Okay. I make that recommendation that we remove it.
All right.
From consideration.
So we don't even need to do no action on that.
We just remove it.
Okay.
So we need to delete H.
Going on, consent items. 9A, approve personnel. Approve the July 27, 2020 personnel consent table. I have a motion.
Second.
Hayes, motion. Petty, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Item B, 9B. Approve extending the 4-day summer work schedule for 12-month employees beginning June 1st through August the 17th. 7:30 to 5:00 with a 30-minute lunch.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe.
Second.
Second, Ms. Morris. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. All right, moving on to action items. 10A. Approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Capital City Youth Services to provide services and support for at-risk students and families in Liberty County.
Motion.
Motion. Ms. Thorpe. Second. Second Hayes. Any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10B, approved contract for care offered, SLP. Dang. Approved contract between Liberty County School Board and care offered to provide speech and language pathology services for the 2020-21 school year, not to exceed 30 hours per week, 37 weeks per school year, at the rate of $55 per hour for a total contract of $61,050. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10C. Approve the memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Community Wellness Counseling and Support Services to provide services and support for students who are referred by the district's clinical social workers. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Second, Ms. Thorpe. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10D, approve the inter-county ESE agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Leon County School District for the 2020-2021 school year. Have a motion.
Second.
Thorpe. Motion, Petty, second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10E, approve the memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Panhandle Therapy Center to provide services and supports that Panhandle Therapy Center offers Liberty County students requiring behavior, health, and services. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Morris. Second. Hayes. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10F, approve the 2020-21 School Resource Deputy Program Agreement between the Liberty County Sheriff's Office and the Liberty County School Board. I have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Motion, Petty. Second, Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10G, nomination of a board member and business owner to represent the Liberty County School Board on the Value Adjustment Board.
Nominate McFlowers.
Second.
As acting chairman, I want to step down and make a motion. All right, motion by Mr. Petty, or was it Hayes?
Mr. Hayes, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Second Hayes, is seconded by Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
Thank you. Need one business person,
Yeah, one business,
About Kyle?
Kyle Robinson.
He's a business person.
Who?
Who, Kyle Petty?
No, you got my board member and then a separate business person.
I understand.
Well, last year, I think Jackson might have been the one.
I'll nominate Mr. Jackson.
Three.
Can he do it?
Jackson Summers, you've been nominated. Is that a conflict with our attorney?
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
I don't know, it might be attorney.
Ask him.
Yeah. Would that be a conflict, you being our attorney, Jackson?
I don't think so. Off the top of my head, I mean, I'm a business owner and, I think that's the criteria there. So I don't think I'd be conflicted.
Okay.
He can check if he can't, if he can't.
Yeah, you can check and if you can't, then you let us know and we'll select somebody else.
For sure, I'll do that.
All right, thank you, Jackson.
Okay.
I'm making a motion for it.
I'll say.
Okay, so Flowers is board member and Jackson?
Business.
Business.
Good deal.
Any more discussion on it?
Thank both of you.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? But it's all good. Okay. Here we are. I guess we, earlier in the meeting, we just took that off the table. So now, 10H is to approve the change order 11, the roofing portion for the construction management of the New County High School. You decided just to pull that.
Right.
That has been removed from the agenda for Mr. Summers. So there'll be no vote on that. Okay, moving on to emergency items. Emergency item 12A.
Board policy.
Huh?
Board policy item.
11A.
Oh, board policy items, yeah. Skip that altogether, didn't I? 11A, board policy items. Approve the second reading of the FMLA leave expansion and emergency paid sick leave policy.
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Thorpe and Peggy. Any discussion? I got one, a couple of questions, and I don't know if that will affect this. But there's, I guess, intermediate, I didn't see it in our policy, intermediate leave for FMLA. Just like, if Kyle has a sick mom over there, but he don't need to be off for 12 weeks in a row, but he needs to be off to be able to carry to the doctor. Is that covered in that policy?
It's up to 12, yes.
It's up to 12 weeks. They don't have to take
you off. It don't have to be consecutive.
Right.
I just want to make sure that's clear in our policy that it's like that, because some people is confused about it, and I know. Okay.
Yeah, we've already had some take that throughout, you know, when stuff started in March, so they've taken 2 months, and, you know, they may
come back later, come back, okay.
Later on, so.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we can move on to emergency items, right? Keep it straight, Mr. Renee. Emergency item 12A is approved Liberty County School District Mental Health Allocation Plan for 2020-21 school year.
Motion.
Motion Hayes.
Second.
Second Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 12B, approve the revised therapy salary schedule. I have a motion. Motion, Mr. Morris.
Second.
Mr. Hayes. Beat you to it, Ms. Thorpe.
That's all right.
Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. School board member items.
I got a couple.
Okay. Mr. Morris.
One of the questions been asked me by several teachers and several of the staff and a few of the teachers aides is, and I guess this is going to be mostly your 10-month or 11-month. Well, that's pushing back school the 27th. When will those teachers' pay start back? Would it start on the 10th, the 17th, and 24th?
Their schedule, pay schedule will be the same as it's been, has been.
So it's going to be the same as last year?
Divide equally among how many people?
12 checks. 12
checks.
Whatever amount of checks that they normally get.
It'll start the day they come back to work, Mr. Morris.
So they come back, teachers will come back to 17.
Right, that's when it starts.
All right, now.
So they'll get paid September 13th, I think, falls on the weekend, so I think it'll be the 10th or something.
It'll be equal.
But they'll fulfill their contract.
Okay.
And it won't change.
When are they going to want the teacher's aid back? What day?
If the paras, they come back same as.
Same 17?
Teachers. Now, health aides typically come back when students come back unless we can pay them.
And they're hourly.
Yeah, they're hourly. They're not a contract.
That's really just what.
But they would be coming students. Back. What our schedule would push to the 31st.
Yes, unless we come up with, you know, out of a grant or something, if we have training for them before then we pay them their hourly rate for any training we ask them to come before students.
Days worked.
They're tied to kids as far as us proceeding to pay them.
All right. When we talk about volleyball nets and accessories for that, which they give all y'all quotes for that. And we talked about the blue building, softball field. One thing with that, do either of y'all know where home plate and the pitcher's mound for softball is?
I got all that.
Does it hurt anything, or we could set those?
I talked to Al last week, and he said that he'd set them, or we'd set them, whatever. Just was leaving them out just because I didn't want them to just sit out there, but we could have been. Sleeves for the bases are in. I've got the bases, and I've got home plate and the pitcher's mound.
Okay.
So it's ready.
Well, he will.
That's fine. I'll give that out.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I got out there.
That's you? Anybody do? Mr. Taylor? Mr. Pitt?
Just remember the Rebel family lost Mr. Gordon Parker.
Yeah.
Longtime principal.
When did that happen?
A few days ago.
I'm glad you brought that up because he's a long time.
First elementary school principal.
He shared that board of wisdom with a bunch of them.
He was my principal in 1961 or whenever.
Wow.
And my principal when I got hired, he was my principal. So he's been there a long time.
Yeah. Over 20 years, probably.
At least, I'd say something like that. 25 years, maybe.
Hey, board members, I gave y'all a sheet of the bus routes that tells you the mileage, how many miles per gallon they get, everything's. And at the bottom, Ms. Hall come up with how much a bus driver would cost. Y'all want to know how much it costs per route? So you just add the bus driver salary, benefits and all, plus the mileage, and ever how much we currently paying fuel for.
And that's with no experience.
Yes, with no experience. So if you got experience, you'd be hiring that. That's how y'all...
That 15106 bus, one of those, what? Is it 4.4? Is that just a stop and go route?
In the city with no FTE coming from it.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at 2 miles per gallon less, so it had to be city route or something.
And if y'all look on the first numbers are the year of the bus. The first two numbers are the year of the bus. And that's how y'all can determine how much another bus route costs, depending on where you put it at. It tells you how many seats is available, everything.
And we go in the hole about $345,000 a year transportation.
Well, there's really no way to make any money on a bus. I mean,
until they change it, state law, that you can start claiming like a 1 mile, we'd gain a lot of dollars there.
Yeah.
Most of the kids we haul is for free.
That'd be a great project for our lobbyists and Chris Doolin in the small county, because I'm sure we're not the only one in the consortium that, or the coalition that has to deal with that.
Well, in our PAEC meetings, transportation, that's brought up every time. They're trying it.
The state knows how much it costs them to do that, and that's what hinders. Yeah.
We tried one time, the 2 miles, you know, you can figure out how it affects Miami-Dade, those big places. We tried to get them to put adequate walking, you know, if you don't have sidewalks, student crossings, stuff like that, then reduce it. That's the only way we'll ever get it done, because they won't cut it down less than 2 miles for those bigger areas, because it'll break them.
That's why a lot of new schools are built out of town.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of a break with old tradition. Mm-hmm. You build them out of town.
So how old is the bus we're using? The 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Then go to 2010.
That's some good mechanics, huh?
They are very good.
They are good. So, anybody got anything else?
These mileages on here, that doesn't
count. Yeah, I have one thing I'd like to mention.
Okay. I was about to forget you, Miss Tina.
That's for all that ball and everything.
Okay, go ahead, Miss Tina.
Thank you. I apologize for not being there tonight, everybody, but I'm in quarantine. So I did have one suggestion that I've had, you know, made, that I thought maybe was a really good suggestion also. However, I don't know what the best method is or way to go about possibly doing it, but we're continuing to get a lot of questions asked about, like, school starting and when and how and, you know, just some general questions. A lot of them are easy questions. Is there a way we can designate like an email address for the public to be able to email their questions? Or if there's like for school an email that could be distributed on the district website, so if you have a question, this is where you would call or email. And then if it's something that's a continual question or like a question that several people ask, if there's a way we can have like a FAQ section on our district website that people can just go to real quick and say, oh, well, somebody's already asked this question and this is the answer. Because we still have a lot of people asking questions, and a lot of them are general questions. I would think if it was anything real detailed or complex, then, you know, each bullet administrator would need to answer it, or possibly go to upper administration at the district office, you know, to help the public be able to just quickly go to the district website and say, okay, well, there's the answer to that question, as to how we can direct them.
We are proposing a series of documents this week. Q&A is one thing that's on our mind, but we haven't had to put that together, but I'm pretty sure we could. But, you know, our mode of communication is pretty much parent square, you know, and that goes to parents and teachers. It does not go to the community. You know, that goes to only those people that subscribe to our parent square.
We could maybe do a link to our website. That would be Tina, I think we can probably put that together, a link on our website that we could, that whether we're parents or community people could go to.
Okay, thank you. I think a lot of people go to our district website way more than what we realize. And if we could just say, hey, if you've got questions, this is who you call, or here's an email address you can submit your question to. Now, I know that would take someone manning that email address and take time for somebody to possibly answer it and get approval with the answer, because I know we have to be careful on how we answer things. you know, it could be something as simple as when the school start. I mean, obviously, I mean, somebody can answer that, but there will be other questions that, you know, we want to make sure it's fully correct and factual, not opinion-based answers.
Right.
So, you know, at that point, we may need to get an attorney involved to make sure we're not liable for something if it's mentioned wrong or whatever, but, you know, just something that can help the public a little bit more in knowing where to go or who to ask.
If y'all have any questions that y'all are getting and you want to just forward those to us, you know, we could put it in the form of a Q&A if there's something y'all are, as board members are receiving.
Could you hear that, Tina?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I know Ms. Gay was saying something. I did not understand what she said.
I think it was to forward, if you're getting especially frequent questions, if you could forward that on to us, you know, we could help in answering those.
And possibly make a Q&A out of it.
We'll add that to
it. I got one question related to this. Does the parent square, can we put it on our website? Because that would answer a lot of questions.
We did put one of them on there. I can't remember which one, the real hefty one. We attached that one to the website, but we need to probably do all of them that we send that way. That way, if they can't pull it up, they'll have something to look at.
Yeah. That's good point, Miss Tina.
I can't remember how we did that.
I think Lynn did it within five minutes of me requesting it, so it was quick and easy.
Okay, I think that's a great idea.
We'll start posting our parent squares with Lynn's assistance.
Tina, anything else?
No, sir, that was it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I got one more
thing. Okay, Ms. Moore.
Kevin, you know if we got any individual desks? I had a couple of hospital teachers say they needed some individual desks, 22 in each room. I know there were some in the hall, but do we have any that we could take out of here to hospital? Looking at 44 individuals. I mean, the transportation, I would tell me, I'll bring my trailer, we'll load them on, we'll just take them over.
We was going, letting everything settle down. Auction company shut everything down, so we got stuff everywhere. We got stuff in ROTC we got to get rid of. So he's got furniture waiting to put in there once we decide on the floor and all that. We was going to give the opportunity for the schools to come get what they wanted, and then we talked about the institution, Mr. Flowers, they needed some stuff as well. So that's how we was going to handle that.
Is there any way we can reserve 44 of those individual desks for hot?
I don't know what they want. Maybe they can come pick them out.
Jesse, if you'll get the details for us, how many you want.
I don't need to know what teachers. It's conservative.
Yeah, so they don't tell.
Yeah. Well, so we need to be equitable. In our
and we have some desks at hospital, but not enough to put desks in each room.
They need to go through Jesse over there, I would think.
Well, that's fine. They asked if Martin was going to be here, and I didn't. But anyway, I'll just make sure we got him first. So.
As many desks as I see up down these halls, surely we'll have enough.
And we still have more in ROTC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But some of them's decided to keep tables now since, you know, we're going to have the dividers and everything.
What I'll do in the morning. What I'll do in the morning, Boo, is I'll call all three principals and get them to give me a number that they need.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that's what they want in there. Go ahead and get them. At least gives room, move some stuff.
Plus, get
it in there before.
There you go.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
I just bent that out of EMT conduits in a prototype of a simple way to build dividers. Mr. Flowers has contacted the prison up there, and they willing to build them for us. And, you know, we got roughly 1,200 kids. We need 600. One, I work for two kids. And
Or three.
Sir?
I said or three.
Arthur, yeah, depending on really two for sure. But you can use it on anything. We got about, what did I say?
$7.
$7 in that. So that's on that top number one. That's cleaning supplies, but it's also other supplies too. And that's one thing we was talking about doing for the school. And that's what I was saying. They was talking about they can keep their tables now because they can use that You just keep rotating them different directions to separate the kids.
For $4,200, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to put that on there, and I did.
I think you're going to bend every one of them, not you're going to make every one of them. You're going to bend every one of them.
I'm going to, yes, sir. Ooh, well, the institution do what I ain't doing.
Kevin was talking about using even a better grade of.
Well, and it's Mr. Flowers has sent me some. The only way I can find out if it's clear is order it. I've been to Home Depot, Lowe's. I've been everywhere. The clearest thing we found is a shower curtain, and that's what that is. We would like for them to be clearer than that. The other options go to plexiglass, and then you got safety issues, and it's $114 a sheet. We already checked on that, so you know, you can get 2.5 out of one sheet, so you upped your price tremendously. Miss Lewis was going to order some.
And they're about $50-something.
$50-something a piece if you order them, so we can build them for less than $10.
I think if you get some of that vinyl covering like we talked about, I think it's a lot clearer than that.
Well, you know, Home Depot said they had some clear, so I went over and was going to purchase it, a roll of it. Clearer than that.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we've been working on. It took me 30 minutes to be in that. Institute said I could come up here and show them how to do it. Show them to set up a jig, and they can just go to bending and put them in that jig and shape them. A 2 foot high, 2 foot each direction. I've added one piece of conduit in here. I can shrink them down just to grunt and do them out of one piece of conduit. Wouldn't have the couplings. You eliminate one coupling, that's 50 cent. So that, you know, take 50 cent off of that. You know, you think these are real expensive. They're not. Buy 12 of them for $1.10, I think. They're not. I thought they were expensive, but they're not. That way, if they get ripped or anything, you can take the clips off, change the vinyl on it, get right back. Because you know they're going to poke holes.
Not youngins. Not with them sharp pencils.
But you can see through them, just not as clear as you would
and
like.
And hear through them.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
At the worst case scenario, this is what it would be. And we, like Ms. Flowers already talked to them, they just waiting on me to bring them material.
Have you had any of our teachers look at them, Gabe? Would y'all share with them?
Actually, a couple of teachers worked with Kevin on the design.
Miss,
you know,
Danielle Summers, she was one of the main ones that helped me. So teachers have put their input.
The teachers today saw them, and I think we had another group of people on
this. And we got a little help, her helping to design it. They would be plus because now her husband's the warden at the institution.
Would that be the same type as if a teacher wanted to set it on their desk?
Mm-hmm. You can set it anywhere. You can set it right in front of you right there if you wanted to. Take your mask off. Right there. Or if you want to swap, do, you know, you can set it anywhere. The way the high school is set up, you got four desks, and they set in a, you know, like a square, and you take two of them for four people. You can do them any way you want to. Toler, Miss Danielle has desks set together, four of them, and she wanted to keep them like that. That's how we come up with that. Small groups can use them at the kidney-shaped tables. Pre-K, kindergartens lay on the floor with them, set them right in front of them. I mean, that's the most versatile that we can come up with. You can use anywhere. Even take it to the lunchroom if you wanted to. Very light. Very simple, really easy to change out the vinyl.
You spray them with it.
You spray them. They know shower curtain so it would stand, mm-hmm. You know. We just need 600 of them.
You going to be able to order 600 shower curtains? I know that's way less than shower curtains. You're going to have to be replacing them. You got to be replacing them.
About 150 or 300.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have extra, like, you know, there's some going to get damaged, they're going to poke holes in them.
Yeah, and how, you know, have extra at each school.
Yeah.
So that the teacher would just change it real quick. Fasten this one corner, pull it tight. I mean, it's simple. But that's, you know, safe. You know, we're doing our part as far as trying to keep them separate.
Right. Very economical.
And cost savings.
Yeah.
because if we ever get through this and do away with them, we're going to have 600 frames there with nothing to do. Then we'd have to come up with something for
use them on the visitor side.
Yeah.
Maybe we would start in lower grades and go up or something, you know.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else got anything? All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Hayes, motion. Eddie, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Good job, Eddie.